This week, we're here with our good friend, Mike Shea, portfolio manager of a number of strategies at Hightower, to discuss the markets and what might lie ahead. So Mike, your current role is portfolio manager of the value strategy, dividend champion strategy. We're actually gonna get into your bio in our next week's video. We got a lot of big things, not the least of which is the Fed coming up. For those of you know, quick intro, not only as a portfolio manager, 40 plus year in the industry, worked at Prudential, not only as a director of investment research, but a CEO for a period of time. So incredibly knowledgeable, real honor to have you here. Want to get into, again, I think starting off with just your general, this is such an unfair question, but general approach to investing. How would you describe, leaving again your funds aside, but just your general approach to investing, your philosophy, if you will?
Okay, that's a good place to start. I work alone. Mm-hmm. I work remotely for Hightower in Park City, Utah. I started during COVID when nobody was allowed to go anywhere. That works for me because my investment approach has been for quite a long time to do my own thinking. I listen to others. I know what people are saying. I know what the common talking points are. And I take that as informational in a way to measure sentiment and the areas of concerns and things like that. And then I discount it. You can't take things that you hear in the media and in other public forums at face value and use it in a straight up way, unless you like to be average or below average in the way you perform.
As you know, Stephanie's sat in this proverbial chair before, came to a couple events, and as somebody who's on CNBC, if not every other day, multiple days a week, she said that. In fact, she was here in April on tariff announcement day and was like, shut your TV off. We're just trying to keep you glued to your TV. And
And that's, you have to recognize that. And if you're, you know, if you're on the outside of the industry looking in, you think, well, I can do this myself and do well. It's difficult. If you don't know where the potholes are and how to sidestep those, it's difficult to perform, even to be average. I embrace the notion that I'm by myself and I can process a lot of information and discount as much of it as I want, and then I decide where I think the opportunities are. And that's how I go about it. You have to recognize that there's so much negativity all the time.
Something we talk about with clients, they're like, aren't you worried about X? And there's always an X. And everybody's sure that the next X, Y, Z is going to be the thing that it's different this time. And it's like, right. No, it's just, I've likened investing and that type of logic to a Mad Lib, where it's like, it's the same script. We're just changing out what is.
It's always different this time. The variables are always different. The outcomes are generally always the same. Mm-hmm. If you look back over the course of all of human history, what has the stock market done? It goes up 70% of the time. Mm-hmm. You've got a 7 out of 10 chance of winning just for showing up.
In 1 year.
That's a pretty good fact to have in your favor. Yeah. We get all kinds of events over the course of a year that cause volatility and concern and angst, and we had plenty of those this year. If you go back to January, the market was starting to weaken. It ultimately fell apart pretty hard. And in March, what did people talk about? Trump. It's terrible, terrible. The future of the country is awful. Mm-hmm. Tariffs. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a disaster. The consumer is going to pay the whole price. Company profits are going to fall apart. The laundry list of concerns over political events was long, and then we got over it.
Well, I was thanking you earlier, you and Stephanie put out a lot of great videos that we relied on here. We're very grateful for colleagues like you. And while everybody was saying, it's going to be a long slog to get out. Of course, the old cliche that the market hates uncertainty, which I'm not so sure I believe anymore because the world's always a pretty uncertain place. And the market's pretty resilient. You pounded the table day or two after the announcement and said, this is it, this is the bottom. What gave you the confidence to do that?
Muscle memory.
Yeah.
You know, if you've done it a while, and you fall into the traps yourself when you're learning how the process works, how to invest. Yeah. You learn. You know, when you see something at my age, it's not the first time I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And muscle memory starts to kick in and you say, okay, I've seen it before. I know what to do. Here are the things that I have to do and be thinking about. And we were there again in April. And here's what's always consistent. When we go through one of these really deep sell-offs that that gets kind of crazy, mm-hmm. the sentiment always turns out the same. There's nothing that looks good. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to talk about that's a positive.
You look like an idiot to buy that. There's not, you don't have a great laundry list of reasons to your point other than
right.
when it feels like this,
right.
that's what buying low feels like.
Right. What kind of a dumb person would invest into this set of circumstances? And the answer is somebody who's seen a few things before. Mm-hmm. Because you recover. The market gets past it and it looks on. And we did it again. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity set was everywhere. Mm-hmm. In April. Now we're back in what I would call kind of a normal state market, mm-hmm. where now we just have companies to-ing and fro-ing and earnings reports and things like that that are coming out, and it's a normal state. The big fat pitches only occur once or twice a year, maybe, mm-hmm. and if you know how to react when you see one, you can make your whole year.
One of the other statistics, which again, this isn't meant to be exact, but it's close, is it's roughly only 20% of 5% drops that get to 10, only 20 of those that get to 20, right. only about 20 of those that get to 4. And so, again, everyone, every time the market shutters 5 or 10, we're all kind of waiting for the next GFC in our minds. Mm-hmm. But again, that's where those head fakes come into the market, and you're like, no, you got to buy these opportunities, to your point. There's going to be a correction almost every year, at least on average.
Right.
That is that proverbial fat pitch.
You rarely get, you know, what I would call a Six Sigma event like we had in 07, 08, 09. Mm-hmm. Those don't happen often. That really was a threatened collapse of the whole financial system.
My eyelids took a good 6 months to stop twitching.
It took a while. Same, I did as well. You don't see those very often, but in a normal market environment, you'll get one or two a year where people embrace some notion both ways.
Yeah.
With the market going up yeah. and down, it gets out of control both
yeah.
ways.
Yeah. Well, let's talk real quick about, get some more into philosophy next week. The economy today, where do you see things? Again, it's one of those overused cliches to say it's the most hated rally, but I was just looking at the latest AAII sentiment, actually still net negative, more bears than bulls, which is pretty unusual given the run that we've had, but it is seemingly a hated rally. Speak to that, if you would.
Well, first of all, every rally's been hated since COVID. Mm-hmm. And pre-COVID, every rally since the Great Crash was hated. So there's been plenty of hate to go around.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skepticism, which is what fuels us. We were supposed to be, if you listen to conventional wisdom, in a very weak economy by now. Mm-hmm. Trump was gonna be bad. The economy was supposed to be weak. Inflation was gonna go higher. Rates were gonna go higher. Profits would suffer. Everything was going to basically stink. Mm-hmm. Where are we? Stubbornly, the economy keeps accelerating. Mm-hmm. The Atlanta Fed GDP tracker is a good indicator, and it keeps tracking data, and it's running plus 3%, mm-hmm. and it keeps getting a little better, a little better, a little better. Mm-hmm. That's good. What are rates doing? They were supposed to be higher. No, they're going lower. Mm-hmm. You see it across the whole yield curve from short all the way out to 30-year. Rates have gone lower. We're talking about the Fed endlessly. My view is the Fed's not the boss. Mm-hmm. The bond market decides. Mm-hmm. And the bond market is deciding that we've got inflation under control, the economy's in decent shape, we're not overheating, mm-hmm. rates have gone lower. We get all of the benefit of lower rates without the Fed doing anything. And if they want to follow along at the end, okay, that'll make nice news headlines, but the market is deciding. And how does that help us now? We've had some things that have been weak, notably housing and autos. Mm-hmm. Those have been weak sectors. Housing's been weak for 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, something like that. The adjustment to mortgage rates being something greater than zero mm-hmm. has been, a tough thing for the market to swallow.
Sure.
But rates have come down. Mm-hmm. What would you expect to see over the course of the next few months in housing? I would expect it to get a little better. Mm-hmm. Mortgage rates will come down. People adjust. If you need a home, you need a home.
And again, some of the data I was seeing is could be up to $10 trillion worth of mortgages that get refinanced if the mortgage rates come down. Consumers tend to spend that. That's a potential bullish catalyst. Over 4 years now of negative manufacturing sentiment, so you could have some pent-up demand there of people if they can feel a little bit better about things. And again, once that ball starts to roll down the hill, it really usually starts to roll.
Yeah, you bring up a good point about manufacturing. This movement towards reshoring, because of the lessons that we learned during COVID and the supply chain vulnerabilities, we learned a lot of lessons, and reshoring is a thing. And it took a good two decades for our manufacturing and supply chains to be moved out of the country. It will take every bit of that to bring it back here. Mm-hmm. And that's underway. And so the knock-on effects are obvious. We've talked about it. Stephanie and I talk about this all the time. Power consumption, data centers, buildings, stuff. If you're going to build a data center, you put a lot of things into it. Cooling, all kinds of control systems.
There's a lot of ways to play the AI story without buying AI stocks.
There are, and it can be done by growth investors on one hand, and those names we know a lot about, but there have been plenty of opportunities for a value person to be investing in the AI and reshoring movement, and everybody can participate and be happy with it.
We're going to lead that right into the commentary. We'll shoot here momentarily for the following week. But in general, to sum up this, you're feeling pretty optimistic then about what lays ahead.
I'm always optimistic that there will be things to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we're active managers. We look at stocks all day, every day, and we look for individual opportunities, and we rarely will go through a time when we can't find them.
Well, in a world of pessimism, there's always something to be optimistic about, something we try to remind you all the time. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Mike, stick around for what will be a moment for us, but for you will be a week to learn a little bit more about Mike's background and some of the strategies that he's running today.
All right, thank you, Tim.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.